The Jackson is WJCT's partnership with Modern Cities. In addition to the radio segments you hear every week on 89.9, The Jackson includes live events like this week's panel discussion here at WJCT Studios. I'm News Director Jessica Palumbo, and I moderated the talk, Forgotten Spaces, Places Reimagined. Here are a couple of snippets from the wide-ranging conversation. This is The Jackson on WJCT. For one thing, we discussed how to avoid gentrification when redeveloping neighborhoods. Cantrice Jones is president of Acuity Design Group and is working on a development strategy for La Villa on behalf of the city.
I personally think, I mentioned Lincolnville, I think Lincolnville is a success. There has been some gentrification, but I think it was almost stopped in the time in which it helped prevent some of that. And to your point too as well, I think it's significantly important for us to have a clear understanding that when you're in a situation like, I'll use La Villa again, it's not the city's responsibility, it's not JTA's responsibility, it's not any necessarily municipality's responsibility to create a neighborhood. It is up to us as the community owners of our own homes, of our businesses, of whatever, you know, we have taken a stake in that area. So it's significantly important for us to understand, although the RFPs will come out and there'll be some developers come in, at the end of the day, developers are here to make money. So we have to understand that that's why they come. They come in town, they develop an area, and then it's up to us as a community stakeholder to create the neighborhood, to create the look and feel that we want for our neighborhood. On my street, for example, we have competitions with our lawns. So, you know, things of that nature. My tulips look better than your tulips. So things of that nature that make you feel community, that make you feel a part of. La Villa lost that a long time ago. And so to try to bring that back, it will not be the same based specifically on the fact that there aren't many residents that live in La Villa now. One of the things that we can do to prevent gentrification is have the conversation. I think, again, I go back to talking about the importance of educating the community. A lot of people, things happen to them because they aren't aware. So I think if more people become aware and don't come to an event where there's an issue or there's a problem, being involved on the onset is important. And if you have a few community champions that are vocal, not militant, but vocal, and can explain how they feel about things and make sure that they're clear in how they and what they want to see for their community. I think that's kind of a first step.
The conversation also touched on the landing. Jacksonville Historical Society Executive Director Alan Bliss says it's going through kind of an awkward phase.
The landing is 31 years old, and buildings are eligible for historic designation when they reach 50 years of age. So the landing is really in that sort of, it's probably at the very nadir of its historicity. It's at a moment when we have all become familiar with it sufficiently to take it for granted and not to recognize that it has any particular historic significance. But it does. I mean, it is what it is. It is iconic, as you say, and it evokes an era in the 1980s when the Rouse Company in Baltimore was famous for this diaspora of festival marketplaces in waterfront downtowns, and this was in the 1980s seen as a magic bullet to reinvigorate downtowns. Well, I think most of the Rouse marketplaces have gone the way of the landing, and ours has as well. Can we hold our noses for another 19 years until it gets to be 50 years old and name it as a historic landmark and then figure out what to do with it? We may eventually be very glad we did if we saved it. I'm a little agnostic about its aesthetics, but the fact that it does, that it has really sort of associated its imagery and its optics with Jacksonville is undeniable.
These snippets are from Forgotten Spaces, Places Reimagined, an event held at WJCT Studios on October 23rd. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Downtown Investment Authority.